You're listening to SBS News.
A coronavirus vaccine error in Queensland has raised serious questions about how an untrained doctor managed to deliver four doses to two aged care residents. The doctor who incorrectly administered the injection had not been properly trained in how to roll out the Pfizer vaccine. Queensland's Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says the federal government must ensure contractors are fully trained, telling Channel 7 comprehensive preparation is crucial.
This should never have happened. And what I've said very clearly is that we just want more information about the vaccine rollout. We're giving our state numbers, we want to see the Commonwealth numbers.
Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt has confirmed both patients, a 94-year-old woman and an 88-year-old man, are well. But he is reporting the Health Secretary, Brendan Murphy, has put the company on notice for possible termination if any further breaches occur.
We've always said that there would be challenges and there would be issues. The one that occurred this week was earlier and certainly more concerning than that which was anticipated, and I have apologised for that and we apologise for that.
Queensland Labor MP Jim Chalmers says it's crucial that Australians feel certain about the vaccine.
Where mistakes are made, we need to see the federal government take responsibility for them when they relate to training and the rollout of the vaccine. We don't want to see buck passing. We don't want to see blame shifting.
Minister Hunt says Healthcare Australia has also been part of hotel quarantine programs in various states. But Victoria's Premier Daniel Andrews is dismissing any links to his state's programs and the same company which managed the doctor involved in the Queensland bungle.
An error made by a doctor in Queensland is not something that should be a cause of links being drawn with that company and other work that they're doing. Providing medical care and providing even involvement in the vaccination program.
Minister Greg Hunt told Question Time the Chief Executive of Healthcare Australia, Jason Cartwright, has stood aside. An interim CEO is being selected, but Greg Hunt is warning it could tear up its contract with the organisation.
The company is installing new management. They are bringing in additional management. It is a company that is currently employed has been employed through the course of the pandemic.
Deputy Chief Medical Officer Professor Michael Kidd says it's important to learn from any vaccine errors and admits this was a serious mistake.
This incident has been reported, as is required, to the appropriate regulatory authority, the Office of the Health Ombudsman in Queensland, which will make a determination about whether to refer the incident onto the Australian Health Practitioner Regulation Agency, APRA.
And Aged Care Services Minister Richard Colbeck says the situation is disappointing.
We don't want events such as this to undermine public confidence in the vaccination rollout. We don't think that it will, but we'll be doing everything we can to prevent any further occurrence of anything like this.
In Victoria, the state has recorded its sixth consecutive day of zero new coronavirus cases. Premier Daniel Andrews says he can't confirm whether restrictions will be eased on Friday, but he believes the coronavirus situation is positive for the state. He also defended the state's contact tracing system amid criticism about errors and reports some cases are receiving multiple calls from different people.
There will always be different information provided to different people because we strive to provide people with the relevant information for them. There will always be instances where people find out in lots of different ways. We get the information out as quickly as we can.
Professor Mike Toole, an epidemiologist from the Burnett Institute, has told SBS authorities need to continually improve their approach to contact tracing.
Even if the communication system is great, it still depends on the human being entering the data, which is based on an interview with someone who's struggling to remember what they did a week or two ago. So, again, we can't expect perfection.
In border developments, Queensland is reopening to Greater Melbourne on Saturday. The state had imposed mandatory hotel quarantine for Melbourne visitors because the city was labelled a coronavirus hotspot. But Auckland in New Zealand will remain a travel hotspot until March the 6th. 11 people are in quarantine, all linked to the Papa Toi Toi High School in the city's south. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.